Tropical Depression Isaac will likely continue to bring significant rain from Arkansas northward into Missouri, maybe portions of southeastern Iowa and Illinois over the next couple of days. The precipitation will then diminish considerably as the storm system and its remnants end up moving eastward across the lower eastern Midwest. The rains that have occurred overnight have been heaviest in the southeast corner of Arkansas, where some 2 to 4 and locally greater amounts of rain have occurred. The rest of Arkansas hasn't seen nearly as much rain, and we're not expecting even Missouri to see as much rain as predicted, perhaps, in some of the model data, with the exception maybe of northeastern Missouri. The storm is going to move north-northwestward today and then northeastward tomorrow. And at some point, it's going to turn more easterly, and as it makes that turn, may pause for just long enough to produce heavier amounts of rainfall in parts of west-central Illinois or northeastern Missouri, maybe even a part of southeastern Iowa. It'll be a small region that may get heavier rains, but right after that, the storm will fall apart, and the precipitation that occurs in the easternmost parts of the Midwest will not be very impressive, at least not relative to what's going on in the southwestern parts of the production region. So we'll look for a half to 1.5 inches, maybe some local 2-inch amounts in the easternmost parts of the Midwest as the remnants move through there late this weekend into early next week. Temperatures across the Midwest will be seasonable, and in fact a little bit warmer than average perhaps for a little while here in this first few days of the forecast. After that, though, we'll see a succession of cooler air masses coming southeastward out of Canada that will start to cool the region down. And the first little disturbance may show up early next week, another one at midweek, and the last one at about this time next week. And by the time we get to this point next week, the temperatures across the Midwest are likely to be trending quite a bit cooler across the region. In fact, we'll probably see temperatures below average in the heart of the eastern Midwest. 60 and 70 degree highs may occur at that point in time. Now, we shouldn't see any risk of frost or freezes during that point, and I think the cold will probably moderate quite a bit after it sits over the Midwest for a brief day or two, so we don't expect it to prevail for too long. In the meantime, we're going to be watching hard red winter wheat country, because after the cool air settles into the middle of the country, there will be a good chance that overrunning warm, moist air will come back up from the Gulf of Mexico, probably in the second week of the two-week outlook, and that will likely generate some better rainfall for many of those wheat areas, and it'll be a perfectly timed event because right after that is when most of the planting usually starts to kick in across a fair amount of the central and southwestern plains. The overall outlook for even the northern plains is favorable for those areas. Up there, we'll probably see a restricted amount of rain for a little while, and good harvest weather likely to prevail. In weather overseas, I think it's worthy of note a couple of things. Number one, Australia is still struggling for moisture, and some of those northern wheat areas in Australia are going to be reproducing over the next 10 days or so and need a significant drink of water in order to help to support the crops there, and reproduction could end up forcing a lower yield across some of these areas. So a close watch on Australia's weather is going to be made over the coming week or so. And also in parts of Ukraine, this week there's been some significant rain falling. That was certainly welcome after a prolonged period of dryness. This improves their winter wheat planting prospects. The lower parts of the Russian Volga River Basin, which has been in drought for the last 3 years, is still too dry, and that area is not likely to get any relief anytime soon. The bottom line to our forecast here in the Midwest is favorable, since we're going to see an increase in soil moisture resulting from Isaac. Other areas in the world will continue seeing mostly favorable conditions as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.